Mary Dorman joins the fight. Mary Dorman sat in the front row of the city council chambers, tapping her sneakers on the blue and gold carpet, shifting with edgy excitement on the blue velvet seat cushion, waiting for the latest scheduled frenzy to begin. A sinewy, gray-haired woman, with the denim and khaki wardrobe of one with no patience for excess and the sturdy, roughened hands of one who values hard work, Mary gazed slowly around the room, absorbing every detail. Above her was an elaborate stained glass dome depicting the colorful Yonkers seal. On one wall, there was a mural showing young Ahir himself buying the land for his eponymous city, and the other wall held a relief sculpture of a large, gold-leafed eagle. Together, these flourishes should have created an impressive room, but instead they merely managed to hint of a place that had once been impressive. The stained glass, while beautiful, was cracked in places. The murals, though skillfully drawn, were dulled by years of dirt, and although the eagle was dramatic, even stirring, the surrounding plaster was crumbling from water damage. Pushing the beige frames of her owlish glasses back up on the bridge of her nose, Mary noticed all these things. But as she looked around, she did not see traces of the changing fates of a city as much as she saw the broad strokes of changes in herself. That she was even sitting in this room was because of her own transformation from a quiet, bespectacled lady into a loud, determined warrior for a cause. Only 4 weeks earlier, she had never been to a political meeting, and now she was warmly greeting dozens of people by name. Until last month, she had certainly never been to City Hall, and here she was, already unfazed by her surroundings, with a specific seat, front row, right side, that she thought of as her own. Mary had paid no attention to the housing fight until the near riot at the Saunders Gym. A few days after that meeting, she read a notice in the local paper about a meeting of the 12th Ward Republican Club at the local VFW post. Nicholas Longo was scheduled to speak. On a whim, she went. It was not the sort of thing she would usually do because, until that moment, Mary was not the joining type. Aside from her bowling league and her Sundays at St. John the Baptist, her world was her husband, Buddy.